stop. We don't want to, just like E3, the more people you put out there talking about a game is eating into the time that you could be showing me the game.
Yeah.
Show me the game. Talk over the video if you want to tell me more about the game. Show me the game.
What was the one, what was the video game thing you had real issues with? I think it was you and James had really, the Spike Awards or something?
Probably.
Yeah, it was like,
I had problems with that.
Yeah, it was like 80% filler and stuff you cared nothing about and 20% of actual substance.
Oh, no, that was E3.
That was E3. It was something we were looking at. Here, you had a real issue with it. So
that was E3, but Spike. I can't remember which one it was. Well, I think it was a combination of the press conferences we had seen so far, except for Nintendo. Mm-hmm. We had seen press conferences from Microsoft and Bethesda and a couple of others, and somebody went through and added up the amount of gameplay shown,
mm-hmm.
and said, here's how many hours of E3 we've seen so far. Mm-hmm. Here's how much gameplay has been in those hours. It was like, here's 4 hours compared to 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It was very, very...
obvious.
Yeah, minimal.
Yeah.
As far as the gameplay we'd seen. And I was like, this is my point I'm trying to make. Stop talking about the game or stop having somebody out there telling us about the game. Show mm-hmm. us the game. If you have no game to show, then don't bother showing up and telling us about it. You know, throw a tease at the end saying, by the way, we're working on something new for something or whatever.
Yeah.
If you've got a logo or some kind of teaser splash screen, throw it up there. But yeah. But you don't need to spend time doing this when you could spend time showing us the game. If you have anything to show, otherwise don't tell us. That's my whole thing. And again, we go back to this. They were on a deadline, and I'm specifically talking about Microsoft and I'm talking about Sony. Mm-hmm. They were on a deadline saying, okay, see, this throws a whole wrench into the situation, man. My whole thought was, we know Microsoft is going to give their press conference at such and such time, so this mm-hmm. is when we're going to know what the price is and when it releases. So then Sony can do their thing.
Yeah.
Now we don't know. We don't know when Microsoft is going to do their thing. Sony doesn't know when Microsoft is going to do their thing. So we have no idea about what's going to happen. Yep. And we need to go. Because I've already run out of stuff to talk about.
good way to stretch it.
I tried. Stretch the soup.
Hey, you're a pro. You've been doing this for X-teen amount of years. So, yeah, you're good.
Yeah. X-teen amount of years.
X-teen amount of years.
I'm hitting 20, I believe. I'm 41. I've been doing this for 20 years, so half my life has been in this building. And with that, I want to thank everybody for joining us and coming to the show. Go to ingamechat.net and enjoy everything we have to offer there, which is just the show. And we'll be back. We'll do it again next week. Hopefully, we'll have more to talk about as far as, you know, a bunch of things going on rather than just like, you know, sorry. Park's closed. Moose outside should have told you. You know.
I still remember that scene. that right hook in the schnoz.
Moose out front should have told you. This is music from Black Mesa called We've Got Hostiles. And that's, of course, the Half-Life 2 fan production thing. So, see you next week.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Roger Stern. Tens of thousands of Trump backers marched in Washington today. While there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud, these folks support the president's claim that he won this year's election, despite the vote total showing otherwise.
They're chanting four more years, USA, stop the steal, holding signs to count every vote.
Fox's Rich Edson. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is firing back at President Trump's claim yesterday that Washington should delay shipping a COVID vaccine to New York because experts there have not determined its safety and effectiveness.
We are ready now to receive the vaccine. And then simultaneous with the FDA approval, our panel will be looking at it.
America is listening to Fox News.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Work is a part of all of us. We know that the world around us has changed, and that's why the Alabama Department of Labor is here to get you back to working hard. Work is a part of all of us. Let us help you get back to it by visiting your local career center or alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Funding provided by the USDOL, ETA, and Federal WIOA, an Equal Opportunity Employer Program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request. Brought to you by this station and the Alabama Broadcasters Association.
Rick and Moe's welcomes you back. Come see their new look and enjoy the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's. Football is back. Join them for all of your favorite games. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Try some of the latest food favorites from the Rick and Moe's kitchen, like wings, butts, and brisket. Open 5 till close. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Mo knows.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We're enjoying a great mid-November weekend. No problems tonight. Partly cloudy, some patchy fog perhaps late tonight, overnight low 56. Tomorrow, Sunday, another warm day, high 76 to 79. A sun and cloud mix. A cool front will be sweeping through the state. I can't rule out an isolated stray shower somewhere in the area, but the rain chances are tiny. Much cooler air flows in Sunday night, low 45. Then only in the 60s, Monday and Tuesday, with cold nights ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit, and rather chilly Blue Water Studios, located high atop the glorious Budale Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams, unless your dream is to create, own, and operate a successful business that isn't broken to repeatedly and the perpetrators never brought to justice, it's time once again for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, dear listener, it's time once again for Clearing the Air. And as always, I am your intrepid host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body infested with the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons disease. My name is Terry Adams. My partner in crime in this endeavor, or otherwise joining me in the icy attic studio, is my partner in crime, the Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, the one and only Postman. Welcome back, my friend.
Yes, it's good to be here, Terry.
I'm glad you're here, and I'm sorry about your loss.
Yeah,
really am.
Yeah, it happens like that, and you have to go actually, you know, just take care of business and just get it over with.
That's all you can do, man.
Things like that, you know, you had to go through the actual process and try to get it behind you.
It's not something I look forward to, I tell you.
Yeah.
Welcome to all of you out there in the River Region, wherever you may be. Thank you for having us in your home, in your car, wherever you're listening to us right now. Thank you. We really appreciate the fact that you chose to spend your time with us listening to tonight's The End of America special edition of Clearing the Air. Now, if you're one of the many new listeners, you may want to get up to speed by listening to the official Clearing the Air podcast. There should be 5 or 6 years worth, which can be found on the WACV website. And speaking of WACV and Blue Water, thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in your radio world every Saturday night. Okay, and now the official disclaimer. Do not believe a single word you hear out of your radio for the next 4 hours, because you have to do your own research, come to your own conclusions as to what's really going on. Remember, something given to you is never as valuable as something you have to work, sweat, and toil to attain. Okay, listen, folks, and listen to me very closely. Regardless of what my co-host or anyone else, for that matter, may think, there's not going to be an America made great again by the re-election of Donald Trump. Be prepared to hear, we found no voting irregularities from the democratically controlled states. Get ready for the Soros bought and paid for judges to dismiss any voting lawsuits that are going to be brought before them. Listen, there are no secret indictments. There's no spyware or watermarks deployed by Trump that will get him back in the White House. The Democrats have openly and rather obviously stolen the election. There's so much evidence, there can be no doubt. Sworn affidavits, videos showing boxes of Biden ballots appearing at 4 in the morning, backdated Postal Service handled ballots. None of that matters, because the enemy will stop at nothing to get Trump out of the political sphere. He's bad for business, bad for the globalist, Luciferian, psychopathic agenda. See, it's not that Trump has used his genius to take America to the brink of greatness once again. It's the simple fact that he's working for the betterment of America and not against her, like all of his predecessors did. Think about that. The presidents prior to him did everything they could to hurt America. Trump's just not trying to hurt America. He's trying to make it fair, which is making America shine once again. The globalist control system for this planet depends on their destroying America. But to destroy America, they first have to purge the 420 million guns that we own. Did you know that armed Americans represent the largest standing army in the world? See, our being armed is the only reason we still live in a reasonably free country. They must take our guns, and the only way to do that without there being blood in the streets is by mandate, So they have to control. They have to regain the White House. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but as I've been saying for so long, no one of any consequence is going to go to jail. It's just like I've been telling you. Now perhaps all of you understand what a powerful weapon the mainstream media has become. They were complicit in this election theft. No question. And it's weird because the Holy Spirit's been laying on me for the last 7 or 8 months about how dangerous this media is, how totally controlled and treasonous this weaponized media is. That's why I've been trying to tell you every week, you don't understand how dangerous the media is. Maybe now you do. You have to understand how these Luciferian psychopaths function and how they look at things. Social media, do you really believe they see it as a great communications tool along with an entertainment function? Not at all. They see it as a platform to surveil your habits and every intimate detail of your life. Oh, and also as a way to manage your perceptions in times like we're in right now. Because, see, that's what this is all about. The reason the media keeps calling Biden president-elect, there's no such thing. Nobody's president until the Electoral College submits its votes, what, December 14th, I think. He's not the president-elect. But see, they want you to think that. That's why they keep repeating it over and over and over. These people want to see that some harm comes to all of us, especially the ones who support Donald J. Trump, one of the very few non-political types with the ability and the wealth to invade their political domain. But see, this was never meant to take place. He was never supposed to be elected, but he was. And he crashed their New World Order party. And I think what a lot of people miss is the election of Donald J. Trump gave us a rare opportunity to see behind the curtain, to see what and who was really back there, pulling those strings and managing those levers of control. But sadly, few realize what was really happening. Well, hang on, because you're going to find out real soon, I promise you. This is Clearing the Air, and we'll be back. Come back with us in three very, very short minutes, folks.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes won't limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvalsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duval's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DuvalsLandscapes.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Need to do some holiday shopping but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. I love numerology, and I love the way all these, quote, coincidences happen. It's amazing to me. It's like there's this great chessboard or this great big jigsaw puzzle, and only the creator has the cover to know how it all fits together. Like, did you know there's a strange connection between the Beatles and James Bond? The British invasion was more than just music. It was movies. It was all kind of stuff. What I mean is the very first Bond movie, I think it was Dr. No, was released on the very same day the very first Beatles record was released. And both franchises' biggest hits for quite a while, anyway, for Bond it was Goldfinger, for the Beatles I think it was Sgt. Pepper's, were released on the very same day as well. It's weird. But yeah, October 5th, 1962, Love Me Do was released, the very first Beatles, their debut single, and Dr. No were released. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
There's something to that, and I wish I was smart enough to figure it out, but I'm just not. There's been a lot of talk about the software for the vote counting called the software called Dominion. Well, as mentioned during a Fox News interview by host Maria Bartiromo,
yes,
where Nadine El-Shami, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's former chief of staff, who last year became a lobbyist for Dominion, and Richard Bloom, California Senator Dianne Feinstein's husband, who is a significant shareholder in that company. What are the chances? I found this interesting bit of nugget. Twitter has censored President Donald Trump and his campaign 111 times since May of 2018. Now, that's 111 times more than it's ever censored Joe Biden and his campaign. Twitter, All the social media giants are all corrupt. They're all totally controlled and treasonous, right there with the mainstream media, because, like I said in the intro, they practice what's called perception management. If they can control how you see things, how you perceive things, that's like mind control. They're controlling the way you process it all. And it's scary, but that's what's happening, folks.
Yeah, and they do it over and over again. That's why they play the same thing, you know, throughout the day.
Exactly.
And it goes on. They'll add something to it the next day, and they'll come back with a story about that same story, you know, the next day.
Yep.
And it builds upon each other.
You got to keep it fresh in your mind. It's like, you know, they say radio. When you advertise on radio, and believe me, I know about advertising on radio. It's the frequency. It's the number of times people hear your spot. They have to hear it over and over and over before it finally lodges in their mind. And then when they think motorcycle, they'll think Adams Motorsports. It's because I have to play my spots over and over and over. It's the same thing. It's the same thing when they're managing your perception. They have to keep saying it over and over because it adds validity to your mind. The more it hears it, the more it's valid. It's kind of how it works.
Yeah, they try to make it like truth when it's not.
Exactly, and they're so good at it. I tell you, the Nazis right now, and Bernays, those guys, they're spinning over in their graves right now when they're looking at how well America has taken the edicts they themselves came up with and are using it to their advantage. It's unreal. You know, Hitler would be jealous as he could be when he looks at what we're doing. It's unreal. There's a good article about the war on drugs, and it's time to admit drugs won. Drugs won that war. I couldn't agree more, and it's a shame, but I don't know. Postman, I bounce around, you know, the, what is it Joey considers himself?
A libertarian.
Yes. Libertarians believe you have the right to do whatever you want to your body. If you want to take LSD, take LSD. If you want to do this, you know. And I'm cool with that, as long as it doesn't affect everyone else. That's where I have a problem with it. And I'm not for the total legalization of marijuana because as a very immature, naive kid, I took it. I started smoking pot, and it messed me up because I wasn't mentally able to handle it. And who knows who's able to handle it until they try it. And that's scary to me But I think there's a lot to be said for letting people do what they want to do within reason, as long as it doesn't affect everyone else. It's kind of like motorcycle helmets. I would never, ever get on a motorcycle without wearing a helmet because I know how important it is to protect my head. And I don't wear cheap helmets. I wear a Kevlar carbon fiber blend expensive helmet. If you got a $10 head, buy a $10 helmet. But I don't think the government has the right to tell me you have to wear a helmet. If I don't have enough sense to wear a helmet, that's my fault. As long as it doesn't affect anyone else, that's my decision to make. But that's just me.
Well, it all boils down to dollars.
And, it really does, doesn't it? Doesn't everything?
Yeah, and they figure you have the sense to put a helmet on. Yeah, you didn't get that dollars and cents.
Dollars and cents. I like that. That's good. That's real good. I got a email from our prophetess, Anna, from, I think, Mississippi. And according to all her little inner circle, Trump won by 80%, according to the secretly watermarked official ballots. Oh, and also I got an email right before we were going to go on air from Mike Adams. And I'm going to play, if it's on video, I think it's on video format. Yeah, another bombshell. If I see that word bombshell one more time, I'm going to throw up. It's like every email I get now, bombshell, bombshell. Well, they're not all bombshells, folks. They can't be. But it's a Mike Adams, and hopefully it's on video, and I'll play it for you tonight. I have a few videos I want to play. One is about Project Hammer. And I understand a caller called Joey's show and said Project Hammer doesn't exist. Well, that's not true. I have it on good authority from someone in the Pentagon that, yes, it does exist. Now, he can't verify that it was used in this election, but he did verify it does exist. And considering this guy and his history and his level, where he got in the military, yeah, he knows what he's talking about. He really does. Now, according to Mike Adams, well, the first things first, I will play you a video about what this system is. And it's not just election stealing. You have to understand, there are two governments within this country. One controls the deep state and what are called dark projects. They've been siphoning off trillions of dollars for space, for building ships, for doing different things, and they don't want us to know about it. So they throw us a bone by giving us NASA. NASA, never a straight answer. That's supposed to be our space force. That's not our space force.
No.
We have a huge space force that has technology that you can't even wrap your mind around out there. How does it get funded? It gets funded through black projects. There's a black budget. All of this ties into this Dominion software-fed hammer election-stealing device that the CIA created. Yep. Postman, what have they got up there that we don't know about or not supposed to know about?
Transporters, food replicators. I mean, all you do is it's voice activated. You go in and you ask what you want. It'll it's programmed into the system and it'll actually synthesize it right before your eyes.
So they've been showing us this and calling it entertainment, Star Wars,
yeah.
Or Star
mm-hmm.
Star Trek rather,
right.
And all this stuff.
And
that,
you know
makes
that,
sense.
That ain't all. The propulsion systems are far and above any kind of chemical rocket that we have.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, I've actually seen one of the vessels with my own eyes. I know that for a fact.
I've filmed them, but I haven't seen them close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's incredible, too.
If this sounds too crazy to believe, I want you to think about this. The original Model T Ford got 25 miles a gallon. Now, why do we only, our trucks now get less than that? What happened? Where's all that development? It was siphoned off, it was weaponized, and it was taken elsewhere and kept from the public domain. They control the patent office. They control everything. They keep us where they want us, and that is basically stupid, fat, and happy on GMO-laden McDonald's and all this other crap. That's where they want us to stay.
And in the end, that means they got plans for you.
And it ain't good.
And it ain't good.
No, it's not good.
No.
That's why we have to pray for the intervention, for the Creator to come and get us off this demon-infested rock we're on.
That's all it is, Terry.
I know. Believe me, I have just, you've told me that, and I've thought, And I've had so many experiences that you're absolutely right. Nothing on this planet is for the benefit of mankind. It's all been manipulated and changed to be against mankind. And that's the God's honest truth. Well, you know, all these people, everybody wonders, why is Hollywood so liberal? Why do they all hate Trump? Because they play for the enemy. To be successful in the enemy's domain, which is Earth, you have to do the bidding of the enemy.
Exactly.
And that's what they've done. That's why they're successful. That's the only reason they're successful. It's not rocket science, folks.
And you can't get in and out and make all the money.
Oh, no. No. There's demands.
Right. Yeah, you've got to actually sell your soul, and they harvest you at the end.
You better believe it.
And there's several Hollywood stars that have been harvested. And all you got to do is just do the math. I mean, there's several, you know, that I can name that was harvested. You know?
You're absolutely correct. Let's hit this big break. Folks, we'll be back 5 minutes. Come back. We got a good show for you.
Practice hard and you can beat your toughest opponent. Keep pushing and you can beat your best time in the mile. Use your head and you can beat that old largemouth bass. But one thing you should never try and beat is a train. Beating the train is a deadly game, and the train wins every time. That's because any approaching train is always closer and going faster than you think. No wonder someone is hit or killed by a train every 3 hours. Pay attention around train tracks. Always stop for an approaching train. And never, ever drive around lowered gates or flashing lights. It's not only illegal, it'll get you killed. Sure, mad video skills will help you beat your buddies. But don't risk your life and theirs trying to beat the train. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? With Thanksgiving just ahead, make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, keep in mind, besides the dirt, they can trap odors that are apparent when your guests first walk in. And if you own those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. And remember, Peaches and Clean also cleans tile and grout. They also provide care for hardwood and natural stone. And while they're doing your floors, Peaches and Clean can clean your upholstery too. You've seen the Peaches and Clean trucks all over your neighborhood, and now's the time to call and get your home looking great for holiday entertaining. So if you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin, call Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, then the letter N and the word clean.com.
There's no clean like Peaches and Clean.
PeachesandClean.com.
Looking for a great getaway? The Kickback Ranch and Event Center wants to be your spot, whether it's a weekend with the RV or cabin rental. It's all on our 125-acre ranch. Our event center offers space for corporate meetings or events. Maybe you're looking for a wedding venue. Check out our many options we have at the Kickback Ranch. We're just a short drive down 331 south of Montgomery. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's kickbackranch.net. Or call 286-4140.
Metro Fitness has been voted the best health club in Montgomery again this year. We're inviting you to see why. 55 group fitness classes a week, an indoor track, functional fitness zone, plus your traditional cardio and your weight room. All this for one price under one roof. Different membership options are available. Come try us out and receive 7 days free. MetroFitness.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Wouldn't it be great if everything came with more? Like if your new computer came with unlimited tech support. When you choose a Medicare plan from UnitedHealthcare, you get more. Like plans that have dental and vision coverage, plus hearing coverage. Call UnitedHealthcare at 1-800-364-1360 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
Benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. More plans based on a year-over-year comparison of UnitedHealthcare plans.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're enjoying a great mid-November weekend. No problems tonight. Partly cloudy, some patchy fog perhaps late tonight, overnight low 56. Tomorrow, Sunday, another warm day, high 76 to 79. A sun and cloud mix. A cool front will be sweeping through the state. I can't rule out an isolated stray shower somewhere in the area, but the rain chances are tiny. Much cooler air flows in Sunday night, low 45. Then only in the 60s, Monday and Tuesday, with cold nights ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
John Mellencamp. Don't particularly care. I wish stars like him, I wish they would just do what they're famous for, sing, and get off their political bandwagons, because Mellencamp, he's ruined it for me. Ruined it. All right, last weekend, I read you a story about what was called Project Hammer, which is a CIA-created device for stealing elections. And believe me, they ought to be good at it, because they've stolen over 60 elections and I can't really say that. They've overthrown 60 different countries, some of which were democratically elected leaders that they used this software to get out of power. So I don't know how many actually they've done, but they've done quite a bit. But the reason we know all this is the guy, Dennis Montgomery, supposedly is the one that created this. Now, according to what I've read, that back in 2015, he was under a limited immunity agreement, provided the FBI and the DOJ with sworn testimony about the hammer and the 47 hard drives. Now, I have a problem with that, because when you sign a top secret oath, I don't care what kind of immunity you get, you're sworn to that for the rest of your life. You cannot divulge anything. That's my understanding. I don't know. That's what I've heard. But the Obama administration used an application called Scorecard to steal the 2012 presidential election in the state of Florida. The Biden campaign has been using Scorecard, and I believe this ties into Dominion, to steal the 2020 presidential election. I think we can all agree, anyone that's got a lick of sense can agree that they have stolen this election. I mean, there's no question in my mind they've stolen it, right? That makes sense to everybody? It does to me. So now I get this bombshell. This is from Mike Adams and Natural News. The 2020 election took place under a Trump-declared national emergency that set an election day trap. I've read this already. This isn't a bombshell. For the unauthorized accessing of election and campaign infrastructure. Okay. Despite the intense malicious censorship via big tech, we're really becoming known for our in-depth analysis and research of current events. So thank you for your support. Da-da-da-da-da. Give me money, give me money. Yeah, they all say that. This story begins with a little-known executive order signed into existence on the 12th of September 2018 by President Donald J. Trump. That order, available at whitehouse.gov, is entitled Executive Order on Imposing Certain Sanctions in the Event of Foreign Interference in a United States Election. In that EO, which almost no one has covered since the day it was signed, President Trump declares a national emergency. That emergency is still in play to this day, and the 2020 election was conducted under this state of emergency, which is a crucial point to understand what's coming next. In this EO, the president states that the people and organizations located in part outside the U.S. are known to be able to interfere in or undermine public confidence in the United States elections, including through the unauthorized accessing of election and campaign infrastructure or the covert distribution of propaganda and disinformation. Now, if you're starting to see how this ties into CNN, the New York Times, basically the mainstream media, you're not by yourself. All these organizations have been caught under this emergency declaration of foreign interference but in U.S. elections, aided by complicit corporations on U.S. soil. Okay, I'm having a hard time connecting mainstream media with foreign. Where are we getting that from? Let's see. Oh, okay, because Dominion Voting Systems is a Canadian company. Okay, here we go. It's a foreign-owned company, which makes that puts it under foreign interference issue. And Scuttle, S-C-Y-T-L, I haven't heard of that. But it's connected to George Soros and the Democrats. Bill Gates also owns stock in that, and it's from Spain. But both it and the Canadian company Dominion, which are worked through the servers, apparently they're what they use to steal the elections. So what is Trump going to do now? I'm telling you, I have a hard time believing that any judge is going to stand up for Trump when you've got 90% of the government against him. This country, this government, has been infiltrated by the bad guys, and the number I've heard is 80%.
Yeah.
If you get rid of, if you drain the swamp, you're going to have 20% of the government left that's trustable, that's right. Not corrupt.
Yeah, that's the number I heard. It was in the 80s.
Yeah.
It was in the low to mid-80s.
Yes. You know?
That's a lot of elections, isn't it?
You better believe it. So I don't know what we're going to do. I just, well, let's go biblical. If America is Babylon, as I believe she is, the hammer of the whole earth is spoken of in the book of Revelation. And when John saw his vision, and I played a clip about that several shows ago, he saw America, current day America. He saw the Statue of Liberty, which he identified as Isis. Is that right?
Ishtar.
Yeah, same thing. Ishtar. Okay, that's who she is. She ain't Lady Liberty. She's Ishtar. He saw her as the Whore of Babylon. That's what he saw. America's Babylon. Now, the Bible says Babylon will be destroyed in like an hour. And that everybody who's done business with the whore, with Babylon, will be crying. All the merchants will be upset because she's not there anymore. I believe they're talking about America. If that's going to take place, I just don't see where Donald Trump's going to be the president. I really don't. So I think they've stolen this, and no matter how legitimate any claims that it was stolen, which it was, we're still not going to get satisfied with this because they're not about to let him get back in the White House. I mean, they're not going to let him stay in the White House, what I should say. That's my opinion. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think I am.
Well, let me give you my opinion.
Please do.
All right. Here's what I believe, folks. I believe that's not over with yet. I believe that Donald Trump will be president of the United States. I believe that he will win. It's going to be a hard-fought victory, but he's just going to squeak by, though. It doesn't matter if he squeaks by, as long as he gets it. You know, because the United States is much too valuable to the deep state, the Luciferians, and all of the all the all-planet entities that are trying to take it down. Now, this is the most valuable country. This is the most powerful nation in the world. And what they're trying to do is, you've heard this a million times about them, you know, trying to disarm us.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually going to have to legislation's not going to do it because people are not going to give up their guns. I mean, it's a known fact. They're going to have to come and take them. And that's where that's when the war breaks out. I mean, I'm not going to give up mine. I'm sure you're not going to give yours up.
No, I don't have any guns. I don't have the first gun. Not a single one. I don't have a gun. Nope.
Well, I've got the, you know, the long guns, you know, those
I don't have those either. I don't have any guns.
But,
not a single one.
But as far as,
not a one.
As far as me, you know, believing that he will succeed. He will. He will be president.
I hope you're right, and I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope you're right. Okay. This company that I didn't know it was about, here's what's supposedly happened. This is dated November 13th, 9:43 p.m. Our forces raided a software company called Scuttle, I guess, S-C-Y-T-L, and seized their service. This was in Germany. Now, that company's refuting that, saying, oh, no, that didn't happen. Well, Representative Louis Gohmert told Newsmax that, yes, it did happen. A large army, U.S. Army force went in there, broke in, and took their servers. They were seized in Frankfurt. How about that? So maybe the problem that I've always had with Trump is, does he have any support from the military? Apparently he does. Let's hope that's the case. Let me see if I can get this to play. Yeah, I know. Just hold on, folks. Let's see what happens. Well, that would be a no, wouldn't it? That's weird. I got this played last week. Oh, wait a minute. I guess if I unmute it, it may work, huh? Well, that's weird. It's not letting me unmute it. Let's hang on a sec. This is great radio, isn't it? Everybody everywhere is sitting there going, wow, what great radio, Terry. What a great, great program you got going on there, dude, man. All right, let's try this. Well, that's just weird. I don't understand this.
Yeah. Not supposed to, but it was.
Let's start over. This is Louis Gohmert, representative.
Did you just give up? But Seidel, that's
Seidel.
A place where all of this information was cycling through. Not supposed to, but it was. And actually, there was a German that, as I was told, there was a tweet in German from Germany that the U.S. Army had gone in and seized the Seidel server. They're going through bankruptcy right now. So there's all kinds of games being played. And I had suggested that the president might get information from Seidel. And the next day before, and I sent him specifics that he needed to get that would show a lot of fraud. And the next day before that information could be gotten, somebody ordered the U.S. Army, according to the tweet, to go in and seize the server. There are people involved inside the government that have been trying to take this president down, State Department, Intel community, and FBI, and also...
How about that? Well, we're late for a break. Let's get this out of the way. All right, where's my mouse? Mouse is hiding.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and New Year's resolutions are coming up. If you have been trying to find a gym in your area, you want to get back in shape, you want to get stronger, WP Fitness is your place to do it. And I know me personally, it's very important to find a coach with a lot of experience and really knows what he's doing. So I want to introduce you to Al Tacoin, owner of WP Fitness.
So the five things that you're looking for in a coach: your coach must have been there, done that. Find a coach who shares your morals and ethics. The coach must deliver no hands barriered accountability. You must have good rapport with your coach, and you must check your coach's references.
Absolutely, and Alex has all of that and more. Not just him, though. The other coaches at WP Fitness all have these qualities, which is so important, and it's definitely a place that you're going to want to work into your daily routine. Alex, how can people find you?
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook, WP Alabama, or online, WP Alabama. Alabama.com.
Looking for a great getaway? The Kickback Ranch and Event Center wants to be your spot, whether it's a weekend with the RV or cabin rental. It's all on our 125-acre ranch. Our event center offers space for corporate meetings or events. Maybe you're looking for a wedding venue. Check out our many options we have at the Kickback Ranch. We're just a short drive down 331 south of Montgomery. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's kickbackranch.net. Or call 286-4140.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
Tossing food wrappers and soda cups can be expensive. That $7.99 value meal you threw out the window could cost you $500 in fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $1,000. Put garbage in its place. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
I can't even walk a straight line. And every time you look at me, I'm spinning like an autumn leaf, bound to hit bottom somewhere.
Amen to that. Welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, of course, Postman, your co-host tonight, as always. We're kind of bouncing around a little bit, talking about the elections, and we kind of have two diametrically opposed opinions on what's going to happen. I just don't see them allowing Trump to keep his job. And, you know, if we're going to all, I don't see the point in a bunch of pro-Trump people getting together for rallies like in Montgomery. What's the point? When we need to get together is if they try to remove Donald Trump, if he doesn't leave peacefully from the White House and they say they're going to oust him, that's when I would love to see 50 million people surround the White House to protect him. That's when I would like to see us all get together. But I doubt that's going to happen. Anyway, we're going to find, I guess we'll see eventually. I don't know, but I hope you're right, and I hope I'm wrong. Really do.
Yeah, deep down, I actually feel that that he will be president. You know, because he was put in that office, and you know, God always, you know, put presidents in office. He put kings in office.
True.
And he put him in office. I mean, it was like a miracle, you know, that he won.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
And you know, he has a lot of stuff he has to do, and he's for the people. I mean, mm-hmm. you don't remember his speech during his inauguration, what he said he was going to do to the government, he's going to give it back to us.
That's true.
And I mean, it...
Which means it's out of our hands.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a powerful speech.
Yes, it was.
I mean, I was at work, and as a matter of fact, I was in somebody's in somebody's apartment doing maintenance. And I stopped doing the maintenance and just standing there watching the inauguration. And and when a certain part of it was over with, I mean, both me, the tenant, and me, we were clapping. And she wasn't even from, the lady wasn't even from that town. She was from like, I want to say New Hampshire or somewhere. She was down visiting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was she clapping too?
Yeah, she was.
How about that? That's good. Well, you know, right now the biggest news is the election, obviously. And I guess a close second would be COVID-19. And I'm telling you, folks, this whole COVID thing is a operation. It's a narrative. The media is very, very complicit in it. I believe that what they're using the COVID-19 for is it's like a shell program, and it's covering for what 5G is doing. I think 5G is activating nanoparticulates that we all have inside of us to control us. Or maybe it's a kill switch. I don't know. But it goes back to Operation Domestic Quail that I talked about several years ago, where they're going to be putting stuff in all the food products, you know, all the drinks, the water. And believe me, they're aerosoling it. It's in all the rain. I've got rain samples going back 10 years, and there's stuff in every one of them. And I think COVID is the way, it's quite ingenious. It's a way for them to come up with a fake pandemic, which it's not a pandemic because it doesn't meet the criteria to be declared a pandemic to begin with. It's a lie. But that's how they're going to cover their use of 5G. Why else would you have guys in hazmat suits putting up 5G antennas when everybody else is quarantined at home? Think about that. It's so important to them. It's so important to their control matrix. They had to get those antennas put up. Now, I honestly believe that with all my heart, but we'll see. But this is Ron Paul Institute put out this, and I got this today from my biblio, whatever now you say it. It's 9 COVID facts, a pandemic of fear-mongering and ignorance. Number 1, the PCR test is basically useless. According to an article in the New York Times dated August 29th of this year, testing for the COVID-19 virus using the popular PCR method results in up to 90% showing positive results, and that's grossly misleading. I mean, we've got friends who stood in line for an hour and finally said, to hell with this, and left. Then they get a letter in the mail saying, hey, your test came back positive. They didn't even take a test. That's happening more and more and more. You cannot go with that test. It's meaningless. Number two, positive test is not a case. For some reason, every positive COVID-19 test is immediately designated a case. 90% of COVID-19 tests result in minuscule amounts of virus that do not sicken the subject. Historically, only patients who demonstrated actual symptoms of an illness were considered having a case of that illness. Of course, everything's different now with COVID. Number three, the Centers for Disease Control dramatically lowered the COVID-19 death count. On August 30th, the infamous CDC released new data that showed only 6% of the deaths previously attributed to COVID-19 were due exclusively to the virus. 6%. So 94% were wrong. They were not due to the virus itself. How about that? These people died because of heart disease, obesity, hypertension, cancer, various respiratory illnesses. While they had COVID-19, that's not what killed them. That's the point. Number four, CDC reports COVID-19 survival rate over 99%. It's like having a bad case of the flu, folks. The CDC updated their current best estimate for COVID-19 survival back on September 10th, showing that over 99% of people exposed to this virus survived. Also, according to the CDC, COVID-19 poses virtually no death risk for people under the age of 50. Or another way to say this is less than 1% of the people exposed to COVID-19 are potentially their life is threatened by it. Put it that way. Unbelievable. Number five, CDC reveals 85% of positive COVID cases wore face masks always or often. So why do they want us to keep wearing face masks? Because 85% of the people who test positive wear a face mask. Does that make sense? Of course not. Unbelievable. According to top health experts, wearing a mask can cause serious brain damage. Of course it can. You're not getting oxygen. You're rebreathing your spent air. Number six, there are inexpensive, proven therapies for people who have COVID-19. Of course there are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pay the money. Of course, when you look at who owns the patents on these new, very expensive drugs, that should let you know what's really going on. So I highly suggest you do that. Number seven, the U.S. death rate is not spiking. If COVID-19 were the lethal killer that they make it out to be, one would reasonably expect to see a significant spike in the number of deaths. But it hasn't happened. According to the CDC, as of early May 2020, the total number of deaths was 944,251. That's from January 1st to the end of April. That's actually lower than the number of deaths during the same period in 2017, when 946,067 deaths were reported. Actually, the same thing's happening in Europe as well. Though the number of cases keeps rising due to an increase in testing, the mortality rate remains the same. Even more proof that COVID-19 is not a pandemic, but a lie propagated by unscientific testing and mainstream media scare tactics. According to data from the State Authority of Statistics in Sweden, September 2020 was the least deadly month per capita ever recorded in Swedish history. How about that? Also, you should know that Sweden never imposed any draconian lockdowns. They never even mandated that you wear a face mask. As a matter of fact, life in Sweden continued pretty much unhindered. And now they have one of the lowest case fatality rates in Europe. What does that tell you? It tells me they're trying to get us infected over here. And they want to use 5G to kill us or get us sick. Number eight, most COVID-19 deaths occur at the end of a normal lifespan. According to the CDC, as of 2017, U.S. males can expect a normal lifespan of 76.1 years, females 81.1. Over 80% of suspected COVID-19 deaths have occurred in people over the age 60. Five. How about that? Number nine, last, CDC shows minimal risk, COVID risk to children and young adults, which we kind of figured that. The CDC reported in their September 10th update that its estimated infection mortality rate for children 0 to 19 was so low that 99.97 of those infected with the virus survived. For 20 through 49-year-olds, the survival rate was 99.98%. Even those 70 and older had a survival rate of 94.6. To put this into perspective, the CDC data suggests that a child or young adult up to age 19 has a greater chance of death from some type of accident than they do from COVID-19. So, folks, let's sum this up. It's pretty obvious COVID-19 is similar to a typical flu virus. a fact that was accidentally confirmed by the World Health Organization in a recent conference, that sicken people annually. The vast majority are able to successfully fight this off with their body's own natural immune system. Just take common sense, folks. But they're lying to us about this because they have to keep us in fear. Why? Because it's a lot easier to deceive people.